Thanks very much for coming. Is audio okay? Great, thanks. We're presenting basically how we can use ComposerFast, which is sort of a new type of file system aimed for containers and root file system of metal systems with UKIs to produce a chain of trust all the way through to the root file system from secure boot. This is just like a figure of expression in English if you don't know it. It's basically the idea that if you deliver something to somebody, they should be able to trust that it wasn't tampered on the way. So yeah, just like I said, we got secure boot, we can verify the kernel, the init RAM FS, good, but as soon as you like hit, init, it can do whatever it wants. And you can't really trust a system that's based on that. And this is a goal, this is something that's come up over and over again. People talk about it a lot. We need to be able to trust the root file system. It needs to be immutable and it needs to be verified. So what is ComposeFS? Sorry to disappoint you. You can all leave now. It doesn't exist. But it tried to exist. A guy named Alex went on LKML once upon a time, and LKML is kind of a fun place sometimes. And he had this great idea, and it was just not going to happen. But here's why it's not going to happen. Because if you kind of look at, overlay FS kind of sounds similar to what you're doing, and with FS Verity and stuff, we could make something work here. So FS Verity, for people who don't know, it's basically a way of you can verify the contents of a file down to a single hash. And it's supported by regular file systems. More are increasingly supporting it. So far, the most common ones already do. Unfortunately, it doesn't do directories and stuff. So basically, you're in a situation where you have a regular file. You can't trust its metadata. You can't trust the layout of the file system. But if you have that one regular file and you open it and you're going to read its contents, you can at least know what contents you're going to get. And that works by measuring the file, which is built on a Merkle tree. And the reason that's done is for efficiency. When you pull in a single block of the file, you don't want to have to hash the entire file. So it basically builds that up and then has a descriptor that's necessary for technical reasons to make sure that files of different size don't hash to the same thing. And then you get the FS Verity digest. You have to enable that per file. Once you turn it on for a file, you can never turn it off again. You can basically delete the file and that's it. And then once it's enabled, you can basically say directly, hey, tell me what the digest of this file is. And you get that, and as long as you have that FD in your hand, the inode's not changing, it's immutable, you will read that content. So EROFS is probably the least interesting part of all of this. It's just another read-only file system. We like it because the maintainers are really nice, and it has the features we need, and it's specifically performant for the use cases we care about. OverlayFS, probably most people here are kind of aware of what that is. It's, you upper layer, lower layer, and then I go and access file A. It checks an upper layer, do I have A? If not, then it falls through to the lower layer. And you use this for if you want a base image usually and you want to do modifications to it, then you can do an overlay FS. And the modifications will only go in the top part, and it's basically serving as a diff. But there's certain situations you could get into with this naive way that I've described overlay FS. What if you want to delete a file? How does that work? I just said, I look for it in the top one, and if it's not there, I go to the bottom. If it's in the bottom, how can I make it disappear? So there's a concept of a whiteout. You can store a character device there. If it finds it, it'll say, this file doesn't exist because you meant that it got deleted. Renaming large files is a little bit more complicated because, if I have a very large file A and I want to rename it to B, do I have to copy that entire file content up to B? Fortunately, there's something called the redirect attribute that lets you do that. You can basically store that on the file B, and it'll point to file A. And then when you do a whiteout, you can basically move A to B. And similarly, if you just want to change the metadata on a file, the owner or the permissions or something, then you can use this other attribute. And something really useful about that is then it will tell you what the original content should be with FS Verity if you enable a certain feature. So it's a way of making sure that also that data didn't change. And that's really the thing that ComposeFS is absolutely built on, the ability to store this FS Verity digest in the upper file system image. So basically, we created an on-disk format. It looks like this. Objects are basically just normal files that are hashed by their content using the FS Verity digest. we split the first two characters of the hash as the directory name just to sort of keep the directories a little bit smaller to optimize lookups. And images, that's an EROFS image. And that's a symlink. It's also stored in the object store. It has FS Verity enabled, which is going to be important later. So those locks mean basically FS Verity verified. And that is the hash value. So when we open that, we can verify with FS Verity that it actually hashes to A3 whatever. OK, so let's mount that. That's what it looks like inside, just for our example. And we mount this as the upper layer of part of an overlay FS layout. And the lower layer is that objects directory. And now you maybe can kind of see where this is going. We can use this redirects feature in overlay FS, which is quite handy, to say, OK, bash is actually, we want you to go and get that file. We pretend that that's what bash was originally called in the lower layer, but it's basically like we can use that as a pointer to say that's where you get your data from. So this is sort of the core thing that achieves deduplication in ComposeFS, which is a really key issue as well. And of course, as I mentioned, that FS Verity thing, in doing that redirect, we can add the other extended attribute, which says make sure it has that content. So we've essentially created the situation where the entire content of the file system is specified by what's in that EROFS blob. Because the layout's there, all of the metadata's there, and anytime we actually go and get the physical blocks from the disk, we verify them with FS Verity. So that lock there and the fact that the image is locked means that we've effectively reduced the entire root file system to that hash value A3002. And if any of the content or metadata changed, that hash value would change. And the really cool part about this is that we can take an entire ComposeFS and we can store it on one root partition along with your normal mutable content. Like if you have your var, etc, whatever. These are just normal files on a normal file system like X4 or ButterFS or whatever. And yeah, you can stick your normal mutable content alongside them. These files are FS Verity enabled, so you could delete them, you can mess around with them, but you can't mutate them when they have FS Verity on them. And as long as we verify that hash before we do this overlay FS setup, we're pretty sure we're in a safe situation. So the way that that ends up working, I pass over to Timothy for this now.
Okay, are we good?
Yep.
All right, thanks, Tyson, for working us through ComposeFS, how it is structured. Now we are going to look at how we actually boot a system, how we go from having a ComposeFS image system installed somewhere on a root partition, and how we go from that to having a system that we can boot and go to verify this image that we're actually booting this one here. So the first step here is we're going to build a unified kernel image, a UKI. And so for those that don't know already, UKI is combining a kernel in IntermFS and the kernel command line into a single binary that we can later sign. So the main thing here is that we're going to include in the kernel command line the hash of the ComposeFS image that we're going to be booting. So in there, you have the hash. You know that you're going to be booting only this one here. And recursively, we know with the hash of the ComposeFS, we know the full content of the root file system. So now that we have a UKI, we can sign it with secure boot with keys. We can put it into the ESP and then add the classic bits that you may or may not want, so SHIB, which is optional, and usually a bootloader here, which took systemd boot. And finally, when you boot your system, you go through firmware, enrolled your secure boot keys inside of the firmware, it goes through SHIM, systemd boot, you pick your UKI, and then everything is verified via secure boot, that is correctly signed via secure boot, and then it keeps on booting. And so that's how you get the full chain of trust, is that as you have the initramfs looks inside of the kernel command line, it finds the ComposeFS hash, which is the hash of the EROFS image that is stored on the root partition, and thus it can figure out which version of the system to